Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me this morning. This is Watch Your Ruth. It's 10/18/2013, 7:30 I Love Mornings. Once again, thanks for joining me. Glad to be up and running this morning. Haven't been feeling too good the last few days. I really enjoyed listening to Fritz Springmeier on the Hagman Show last night and get a little bit more insight into the globalist New World Order and all of the insights that he has. He's simply a lovely man. I met him about a month ago, him and a bunch of other people. And it was an interesting afternoon, quite a lot of conversation, very interesting conversations. But what are we talking about today? Talking about the government shutdown, EBT cards going down, talking about subsidized housing being cut off. These are all kind of discussed. And we're aware that in the book of Joel, chapter 1, it says a vast army of locusts, literally a nation, a whole nation, will cover the land, too numerous to count, with teeth as sharp as those of lions, when they decide to crash the dollar and come in and enforce their martial law. That locust army is going to come take over, that's for sure. It also says they've ruined my vines and stripped the bark from the fig trees, leaving trunks and branches white and bare. So they're going to pretty much beat the people up in the final days. And we really got to get spiritually ready to be ready, to be armed, to be ready to fight for our own hearts and minds and thoughts. It's going to be a terrible, terrible time of lamentation. For in Joel, in verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 13, it says, O priests, robe yourselves in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, lay all night long on the altar weeping, for there are no more offerings of grain or wine for you. Call for a solemn meeting, gather the elders and the people at the temple of your Lord God to weep for them there. This terrible day of punishment is on its way. The Almighty One is almost here. Our food will disappear before our eyes. Joy and gladness will end. So we must have our roots deep, 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 deep in the ground where the water flows of life. Because it's going to be just as the Word says, and just how it is written. The poor widow came by and dropped in two small copper coins. He remarked, this poor widow is given more than all the rest. They'd give little. Some of his disciples began talking. Jesus said, the time will come when everything you admire here will be knocked down. And there will be a warning. When? And when will there be a warning ahead of time, he replied. Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come announcing themselves as the Messiah and saying the time has come, but don't believe them. When you begin to hear about wars and insurrections, true wars must come, but the end won't be following just immediately. There will be earthquakes and famines in many lands and epidemics and terrifying things, and nations will rise against nations. You will see terrible things in the heavens. But before all this occurs, there will be a time of special persecution. You will be dragged into synagogues and prisons and before kings and governors for my name's sake. Don't be concerned about how to answer the charges against you, for I will give you the right words and such logic that none of your opponents will even be able to reply to you. Even your closest friends, your parents, your brothers, your relatives will betray you and have you arrested, thinking they've done a good thing. Suddenly there was a sound, like a roaring of mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it filled the house. And when they heard the roaring in the sky, the crowds came running to see what it was all about. They were speaking in their own languages, each one of them. People stood there. They were perplexed and amazed. They thought, what could this possibly mean? With all these men here that we see, we can hear them all speaking, each one of them in their own language. They must be drunk. What you see was predicted long ago. For didn't the prophet Joel speak of these days? God said, I will pour out my Holy Spirit upon all of mankind, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams. Yes, the Holy Spirit shall come upon all of my servants and women alike, and they shall prophesy in my name. I will cause strange demonstrations in the heavens and on the earth. I will make blood and fire and clouds of smoke appear in the sun. Will turn black in the moon, a blood-red moon, before that awesome day that the Lord arrives. So prophesy. Anyone who asks for mercy from the Lord shall have it. For he has said, I am not far from those who call on me. Oh, men of Israel, listen, go publicly and endorse Jesus. God publicly endorsed Jesus of Nazareth. He did tremendous miracles through him. And he did it in a prearranged plan. King David say, Jesus, the Lord, is always with me. He's helping me in God's mighty power, and he supports me. He will not leave my soul in hell, nor let my body of your Holy Son decay. You will lift me up, and my heart shouts for joy. For through Jesus and everyone who lives in him and are part of his body will be well with me in death, said Jesus, and live again. So call the fast and the gathering of the people together in the meetings, for it will happen when the roar of fire sweeping across the field like a mighty army called into battle, and the trumpet blast will be heard on the holy mountain of God, warning for everyone to tremble in fear, for the day of the Lord of judgment approaches. It is a day of darkness and gloom, of black clouds and thick darkness. And the mighty army, a vast army of locusts, it's a terrible army. It's too numerous to count. It covers the mountains like night. How great, how powerful these people are. The likes of them has never been seen before and will never again. Throughout the whole generations, throughout the whole world, fire goes before them and follows them also on every side of them. And ahead of them, the land lies fair as Eden's garden in all its beauty, but they destroy it to the ground. Not one thing escapes. They look like tiny little horses as they run fast. Look at them, leaping along the tops of the mountains. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, the roar of fire sweeping across the field, and like a mighty army moving into battle. It's a vast army of locusts covering the land. They will take what's left. Wake up and weep, drunkards, for all the grapes are ruined and all your wine is gone. The fields are bare of crops. The grain and the olive oil are gone. Weep, O priests. Robe yourselves in sackcloth, ministers of God. Lie all night long before the altar, weeping, for there are no more offerings. The soldiers charge like an infantry. They scale the walls in trained commandos. Straight forward they march, never even breaking rank. They never crowd each other. Each is right in place. No weapon can stop them. They swarm. They swarm upon the city. They're running on the walls of the city, and they are coming into the houses like thieves. They come in even through the windows. During the meantime, the earth is quaking before them, and the heavens are trembling. The sun and the moon have begun to be obscured, and even the stars are somehow hidden. But the Lord is leading them with a shout. This is his army. This is his judgment. This is his day of judgment. The day of judgment of the Lord is an awesome, terrible thing. Who can endure it? This is why the Lord says, turn to me now. Turn to me now and take an oath to me while you still can. Turn to me now while there is still time. Give me all of your heart. Come humbly before me and love me and come weeping and mourning, remorseful, fasting, letting this weeping, remorsing, tearful at your heart's tear, not just at your garments, but at your entire heart. For when you do, the Lord will return to you. When you return to the Lord your God, He is gracious and merciful. He isn't easily angered. He's full of kindness and He loves. He's not anxious to punish anyone. But you alone must decide. And who knows? Perhaps yet He will decide to let you alone and give you a blessing instead of a terrible curse. Perhaps He will give you much, so much that you can offer your grain and wine to the Lord as before. So sound the trumpet and gather the people together for a solemn meeting. Priests and the ministers of God stand between the people and the altar and weep and gather them together and say, spare your people, O God. Don't let the heathen rule against us, for they do not belong to you. They do not belong to you. Don't let us be disgraced by the taunts of the heathen who say, where is your God? You have a weak and helpless God. He cannot save you. He's a silly God. I don't believe in Him. I cannot see Him, and He will not help me. They turn their hearts away, even those who honor Him with their mouth but are far away from Him in their heart. They honor Him not in their hearts. And they do not tear their shirts, and they do not fast. And they do not come before me weeping and mourning. They do not let your remorse tear at your heart and not your garment. Turn to me, for I am full of kindness, and I am not anxious to punish you. Let me give you a blessing instead of a curse. For I am not a weak and helpless God. And I will pity my people with the land I have chosen. And it is my honor and good pleasure. And I will say to my people then, I am sending you much corn and wine and oil to fully satisfy you. We will no longer be a laughing stock. I alone am the Lord God. And after I have poured out my rains upon my people, they will never be dealt a blow like this again. And when my rains come, my spirit upon all of your sons and daughters who will prophesy, your old men dreaming dreams and your young men seeing visions, poured out even among the slaves, the men and women alike. On the day I put strange symbols in the sky, in the earth, when the blood in the fire and the pillars of smoke shall be, the sun will turn into darkness, the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, even in Jerusalem. For he has promised to save a remnant and preserve them, a small and holy nation. A deep sense of awe for those who are all the believers, who seek to meet constantly together, to share everything with each other. The one who gave you the command, the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, went forth healing and said, "You heal in my name. You heal." In faith, in Jesus' name, faith given us from God. For from God, he caused the perfect healing. Don't you realize? God was fulfilling through Jesus all the prophecies that the Messiah would suffer and heal. And then he would come again to refresh all those who wish to be in the presence of the Lord, who have changed their attitude towards the world and turned to God instead of the world. Turn to God and turn to him so that he could cleanse away the sin and send wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord. For didn't he say that Jesus, your Messiah, will be sent back to you again? But he must remain in heaven until the final recovery of all things from sin is prophesied from ancient times, from Moses, for instance. Didn't he say long ago, the Lord God will raise up a prophet among you who will resemble me? Listen carefully to everything he says. And anyone who will not listen to him will be destroyed. And aren't you the children of these prophets, God's prophets? Didn't he make these promises to your ancestors? And to bless them, the entire world, through the Jewish race and all the Gentiles, promise that God gave Abraham. And as soon as God had brought his servant to life again, they were sent to all of the men of Israel to bless you by turning you back from sin. Let me clearly state to you, to all, everywhere, to all of the people that hear this message, that they would believe it. Let me clearly state it, that it was done in the name and the power of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah. He was the man that was crucified. He was the man that God raised back again to life. And it is by his authority, and it is for his good pleasure and his authority. And he stood there, the man, and he was healed by the Jesus, the Messiah, the one that was the stone discarded by the builders. But there is no other. There is no salvation in anyone else. None. Under all of heaven, there is no other name for man to call upon to save them. Only Jesus. He's the only one. No man with money or power. No man with a gun. No man with a laser. No man with a crooked word controlled by their lower nature. Only live their life to please themselves, never following after the Holy Spirit. They don't know how to obey God's laws. And they have no grasp of knowledge or even the commandments of God, and we will not find them in our assembly. They are sinful and will be destroyed by sin's control over them. But we know there is no condemnation awaiting for those who belong to Jesus Christ. And that the power of life and the life-giving spirit, and this power is yours through Jesus Christ. He freed you from the vicious cycle of sin and death. And we know that we are not controlled by our sinful lives, but we are bent on following our new nature. We have the Spirit of God living in us, yes. And we should not be like crying, cringing, fearful slaves of the world. But we should behave like God's very own children, accepted and adopted and grafted in a wild olive tree, into the cultured wild olive tree. The bosom of his family. And if the Spirit of God who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you, he will make your dying bodies live again and again and again. The Holy Spirit lives in you. We suffer nothing compared to the glory he will give us in our future life in heaven with him. We are God's very own children, adopted into the bosom of his family if we call him Father, Father, Abba, God. We live in him and we have the Spirit within us as a foretaste of the future glory. And we groan to be released from the pain and the suffering of this world, waiting anxiously for the day when God gives us all our rights as his children, including that brand new body that will never be sick again, will never die. Now we trust in him. And we know that the Spirit helps us with our daily problems and in our praying, for we don't even know what to pray for. Now, the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feeling that it cannot even be expressed in our own words. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Stay close to God. Stay strong. It's a wonderful blessing. God is on our side. Who else can be against us? Talk to you tomorrow. God bless you.